the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hello, I'm Mandy Carsa.
And hello, I'm Joe Garcia, Chief Executive Officer for the Great North Air Ambulance Service.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Well, the charity started around 25 years ago when the air ambulance that was being run by the local ambulance service here in the northeast was effectively going to be shut down and ceased. And one of the paramedics that was operating on the ambulance decided to effectively leave the ambulance service and start up the air ambulance charity in its own right. And that guy was a chap called Graham Pickering. And he effectively became the founder CEO for the Great North Air Ambulance Service. He even mortgaged his own house to fund the first aircraft. And that's how the charity started to grow from its inception to what it is today.
Tell us about your team.
Well, our team is made up of a series of employees and volunteers. We have in the region of about 90 employees. We have 35 doctors that come to us to do shifts, and we have a volunteer pool of about 170 people. But I'm sure Mandy can give you some really up-to-date details about the team on the Isle of Man.
Thank you. Yes. So on the Isle of Man, there is currently me as a paid employee of GNAS, and I have a fabulous team of volunteers who go out and do things like tin servicing, bucket collections, come along and help on days like Timwell Day, Southern Agricultural Show, all those fantastic local community events.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Well, we work with all of the statutory ambulance services, both obviously in the Isle of Man and here in the UK. So that's North West Ambulance Service, North East Ambulance Service. We also work with Yorkshire Ambulance Service, Scottish Ambulance Service. We also work with other corporate organisations who support us. We work very closely with those supporters, and we are very, very grateful for the support provided by our corporate partners.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for any member of the community that supports us, any member of that community that might be in need of critical care support should they have an incident or accident or medical emergency that requires that advanced level of care. And what we're talking about is the sort of care that you would normally receive in an intensive care department in a hospital. We can bring that care using the clinicians that we have on the aircraft. We can bring that care to the roadside, the bedside, on the top of a hill, anywhere, on the beach even. If you need that care, we can bring it. That's who the charity is for.
What are your main goals?
The main goals of the charity are to prevent the loss of life where we can through the interventions we can make from a clinical care perspective. Because we are very, very bespoke in the level of care that we provide, we provide a consultant level doctor and a critical care paramedic. And as a result, what we generate is what we class as unexpected survivors. So this is where the research has demonstrated that 1 in 19 of the patients that we provide care to becomes an unexpected survivor. In other words, when you have certain injuries, you have what they call an injury severity score. Anyone with an injury severity score of above 75 is expected to die. And what we can bring with the form of the interventions we provide means that 1 in 19 of those cases that we respond to become an unexpected survivor. The cases that we treat, the people that we treat, there is a 37% greater chance of being alive after 30 days following our interventions than if you just received standard care at an incident or accident, and 30% less time spent in an intensive care department. As you can imagine, that can be a significant saving for a health system.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Well, the charity is heavily engaged in securing its service, not for the next 5 years, but for the next 10 years and beyond. We need to ensure that we are modernizing what we do. We are evolving with our approach, especially around fundraising, because we are an entirely charity-funded service, and we're ensuring that we can continue to provide that service for the communities that fund us well into the next decade and beyond. Part of that development involves completely replacing the aircraft fleet that we fly, so that we are flying a more modern aircraft that's more fuel efficient, that's safer to fly for the crews, and can start to introduce areas that we haven't been able to do in the past, such as fly at night, which means potentially we could be providing a nighttime service as well as the daytime service to the Isle of Man.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded entirely through charitable donations to provide that helicopter emergency medical service here over in the UK. Funding is slightly different in the Isle of Man because Manx Care have recognised the value that this type of service can add to its community, and they have entered into a contract with us for at least the next 5 years for us to provide the same critical care service to the community on the Isle of Man. And what we're doing is fundraising as well for that service on the island, so that brings the Manx Care costs down to as low as possible to keep that service available for the community.
How can people support you?
There's lots of ways people can support us, from filling out a regular giving form to make a donation on a regular basis, fundraising for us, all kinds of crazy ideas. Also businesses, always looking at corporate partners and how we can work with them. Volunteering as well, always looking for volunteers. So there's lots of ways that people can support us.
Where can people find out more?
They can go to greatnorthairambulance.co.uk. We also have a Facebook page. Well, actually, we have two Facebook pages. There's the main Great North Air Ambulance Service Facebook page, and then we have the Isle of Man helicopter page.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.